Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About.
Chapter 1, the new beginning of the book. There have been many great comebacks throughout history. Jesus was dead, but then came back as an all-powerful God zombie. Ryan O'Neal had his ups and downs, but is now back and better than ever. Well, my comeback is almost complete, and I can say that when it is complete, it will shake the pillars of this land or town. My story is the story of a raging Christ figure who tore himself off the cross and looked at the Romans with blood in his eyes and said,
"If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning."
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
My name is Maniac. About myself, I'm a happy motherfucker. Living life day to day. Doing my thing. Being happy. Doing that she loves to do. Being crazy. Being family. Being happy. Yeah, most people think I'm on drugs because I'm always happy.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not. I'm high on life.
And now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Our feature presentation.
But she was on drugs,
yeah,
right?
No question.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, the 28th of March. Anything life-changing happened in your days yesterday?
I took an excellent nap.
Good.
One of those naps where you wake up and you have no idea really where you are, what day it is. Did I sleep through the whole weekend? It's not
has
the weekend.
Has that ever happened?
That I've slept through something? No, it has okay. happened that I woke up back when I did television. I did wake up at about 5:30,
mm-hmm.
and I flipped out because I had to be on air in 15 minutes. So as I'm pulling on pants, I'm grabbing my makeup, everything, I'm calling the assignment desk. I'm like, oh, this guy usually doesn't work now. That's weird. Explaining to him, please call my photog. I'm going to be late. I apologize. I'm so sorry. This dude let me talk for a while until he goes, Allie, it's 5:30 at night. Did you take a nap?
That's like,
what happened?
Awesome.
I was like, oh, I was wondering why you were working.
He let you keep going
yeah.
and going.
And I'm sure he then put me on speaker, which he should have done because
sure.
I was losing my mind. So that's the only time. But it, whoa, is that a bad feeling? Like you're b-hole just puckers up and oh boy it's bad.
I woke up yesterday at 2:39 in the afternoon
uh-huh.
and freaked out because I didn't know if it was a.m. or p.m.
yeah,
and then I thought, what difference does it make if it's 2:39 in the morning or in the afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything.
You can still sleep a little bit.
I either miss the whole show
right.
or I still have time to sleep.
You're like an 8-year-old. No responsibility.
I'm just saying, it was like, okay, why am I freaking out? This makes no sense.
Then you had some ice cream.
Regardless if it's, of course.
Yeah. Breakfast at night, the whole thing.
Excellent.
So one dude in Wisconsin won the lottery. Mm-hmm. $768 million?
It wasn't a small amount for one winner.
One guy. Didn't have to split it with anyone.
But we talked about it. Like, once you take out taxes and stuff, it's
not,
only like $300 million
after worth
everything.
It.
Right? So
not
why do it?
What's the point?
Did
yeah.
either of you buy a ticket yesterday?
I thought about it.
Because we made jokes about it being $650 and now
yeah.
finally worth it?
Yeah.
You thought about it, but
I
no?
I thought about it, and then I saw people posting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even Chip sent me a text and said, I won't be in tomorrow. I'm winning the lottery.
Nice.
And I'm like, I hope you do, Chip.
How'd that go?
Not so much.
Okay.
Okay. I just didn't. I just don't buy lottery
Jensen?
Tickets.
No.
Do you ever?
No. I don't. Unless we
yeah.
were like, oh, we should all get one.
Right.
But in this case, I just, you know, it's I'm never going to win.
Yeah, that's what the guy thought,
see,
though. This is what
yeah,
I can't get past.
But are we sure that Wisconsin guy thought he'd never win? Or was he like, I'm going to win one day?
Like it makes a difference.
I don't know. He's just more positive.
He has the exact he has the exact same odds of winning as you do, and he won.
Yeah, he has more hopes.
Just got yeah. so bummed.
That was sad.
He has more hopes than dreams.
That's sad.
Well, I'm just sort of happy.
Here's a dude in Australia that won the lottery twice in one night.
Oh.
What?
He'd played the same numbers for 30 years, hadn't won. Hmm. played the same numbers, but accidentally bought two identical tickets, the same numbers that he uses.
Okay.
I'm not positive how you accidentally buy two tickets.
Was it for two different lotteries?
No, same lottery.
Oh, okay.
But two identical tickets.
I could see it. You buy it on like a Monday or whatever, then Thursday comes along, you go back to your gas station, and then you're like, did I buy it on Monday? And then you rebuy it. I could see it.
All right.
So it was worth $12.5 million. It wasn't the giant jackpot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I would throw this one away.
But that, right? But that amount of money was for however many he got right. And then he got it right again.
So he had to split it with himself.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, you could look at it that way. Or he won 25 million pounds.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't.
Which is like 31 million.
That's not how it works.
Dollars. What? Yes, it is.
Wait, how much was the lottery total?
I don't know the lottery total. It just said he won 12.5 twice.
Oh, so he did.
So yes.
Well, he split it himself, though.
Well, that's what you're saying. Yeah. But I'm saying.
Whoa, deja vu.
12.5 million plus 12.5 million.
That's amazing.
Yes. He actually doubled his winnings by making a mistake and buying the exact same ticket twice.
Except it may have only won 25 million both times.
Because he bought the winning ticket.
But he didn't have the winning ticket. He had enough numbers right that he won 12.5 million.
Hmm.
So, and that's all he would have won. But because he picked the exact same numbers and bought a second ticket, ticket also got 12.5 million.
Like
you know what?
Let's not get back into this, shall we?
It's too early for math.
Mm-mm.
It's too early for math.
Okay, so just trust me on this
all right,
one.
I trust you.
Trust me on this one. Allie, trust me on this one.
I trust you on this one.
12.5 million. He bought two. He got 25 million.
Oh, okay.
Just trust it.
It's awesome.
Is it 5:40 p.m. or a.m. right now?
It would be a.m. Am I dreaming?
A.m. right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Right.
That guy's stoked.
Right.
That guy's memory issues really paid off.
I mean, imagine the phone call. What? I didn't buy two tickets. What are you talking about?
And then he
about?
Has to look for the other one that he forgot he bought. Oh, but it's on the fridge with the magnet.
He found it. You know he found it. And you 25 million.
I have something I wanted to bring up.
Oh, okay.
I've hit a
You won $25 million in the lottery?
I bought two tickets. They're both losers, though. When do I bring up to my pregnant wife that we're eating at CPK too much?
You don't, because that's what she wants to
but
eat.
But I have to.
End of discussion.
I agree with
we're
Allie.
Eating it so much.
Yeah.
I'm becoming a CPK.
Oh, dude, I've eaten there three times a week for my lifetime.
Luck out.
Because my kids love it.
Oh, boy.
And it's right around the corner.
Is she getting different things?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So she's just really loving one
okay.
thing.
Okay. I have a follow-up question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Do what she wants.
Kevin then speaks from experience.
Listen, then that's the question I'm asking.
Yes.
And that's the answer. Yeah. I wondered if there was a point where I go, we're here, you know, like the waiters and waitresses are like same table. Like, we're getting into that territory.
I mean, that's a sort of a different issue. Like, are you going too much and they know you and...
Maybe
is that
we
bad?
Maybe we split them up. Maybe we then go to like the Tarzana one or whatever.
Yeah, go to different ones.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're still
or
going to CPK.
Yeah.
Postmate it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Just eat it in the privacy of your own home.
Have you ever called in to pick up?
Yeah.
That's magic,
too. They know us there, too.
Oh.
The woman
is
comes
that
up.
The problem? Is that they know you?
No, but it does make me start to question how much we've been going.
All right.
That's all.
Because you're naming your child after one of the servers? Yeah.
No, we're Kung Pao Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Baby wow. Kung Pao.
Or Thai Crunch. We're going with either one of those two.
Oh, those are both sweet.
Thai Crunch.
I had a lovely niece lettuce wrap.
Oh, yeah.
And she is a delight. Well, I love CPK so much.
So the answer is do what you want.
All right. Thank you.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No way. No way.
On the program today, we have RJ Bell to talk about the college tournament that's
Good
going
job.
On right now.
Good
Thank
job,
you.
Kevin.
You. In our pool, he's number one.
Oh, dear.
Now, he's never won our pool ever.
No.
But he's in first place right now.
How long during the segment do we let him gloat about that?
That's what I was
We
thinking.
Need to cut him off. Like, I say 20 seconds. Put
That's
a timer.
That's not much.
I'll run the clock,
yeah, we need to have a timer just ticking down.
I think maybe 30 seconds.
30 seconds to gloat? Okay.
Yes, because the name of his bracket is Pro versus All Joes.
Ugh.
So he's sort of rubbing it in with that already. But
that was before he was in first.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how he started, yes. So we'll talk to RJ Bell. We're going to put a clock on him so that he can gloat for 30 seconds.
For sure.
And then he'll talk about the upcoming games.
Okay.
Also on the program today, we have Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like we do on Thursdays. We do Get Up on This with Jensen Karp on Thursdays.
Yes.
Introduces us to something new. The Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket.
Oh,
It's happening.
Do any of us know yet?
No, I don't know. I don't know. We're moving from the...
Fabulous, fantastic, finishing four.
Mm-hmm. To the championships.
To the final two.
Yep.
Wait a minute. None of us know.
No.
It's relatively close to what we thought, but not exact.
Well, I had three
out of four. Who were your final two?
My final two were Rodney.
Uh-huh.
And Hot Cheetos.
Same.
Nah.
Rodney and Hot Cheetos. No. How could it not be?
Because it's going to be Victor Fuentes.
Well, he's, again.
Versus Rodney. That's my final two.
We're at an all-winner situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, so but it's going to be Victor versus Rodney, and then Rodney is going to slay all day.
I think so, too.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know about this, but in Belgium, they have a contest to crown the world's best seagull imitator.
People are impersonating seagulls?
Yes. Birds? Yes.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, that's an ugly sound.
Yeah, it's not.
It's and all these people are doing it, like one after another goes up and does it.
Do it again?
With a microphone.
One more. I'm closing my eyes.
I did it on
eyes.
Purpose while somebody else was talking.
Go ahead.
I'll talk. Okay, good. I just wanted to hear it again.
That's not a seagull.
I mean, it's my version of the seagull.
Okay.
But they really get into it. Some of them dress like a seagull.
Well, sure.
It's a little scary.
This is my impersonation of a seagull. Ready?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Came around at the end.
Yeah,
all right.
It did.
Longer.
That's surprising.
Remix.
All right, we'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie is here. What's happening?
I never want to be super duper famous.
Huh.
It just seems like a mess.
Same.
And I am coming from a place where when I was on the news, I was stalked by a few people, one of which is still in an institution. Wow. It was a bad situation. And I don't know if you knew this, but it might have changed since then. But people on the news are the most stalked people because you know where they are every day. They're in your home every day. People think they have a relationship with people.
They're talking to the camera, which is a big part of
it. Exactly. Yeah. People think they're talking right to them. But just in the last few days, just stalkers being in the news with Natalie Portman, an armed intruder arrested at her home. Police received an emergency call just on Tuesday. LAPD found the man, arrested him. This is someone she has a permanent restraining order against.
Wow, and he had a weapon?
He's just off his rocker.
Wow.
And then you've got Chris Martin from Coldplay, mm-hmm. where he just had to get a restraining order against a woman that just keeps showing up at his house. He's very worried about his children, very worried about his girlfriend, Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. Cleo. He's also worried about Dakota Fanning.
Sure. Yeah.
Just he's got we all,
should
all the Dakotas.
We should all be.
I'm very worried about Dakota Fanning.
We're all worried.
Oh, do I enjoy her. It's just terrifying
that
people can just develop these crazy stories in their head that they're married to you, that it's so unfortunate. And I don't think that people are taking care of, A, in a way to get them mental health help, and then B, for these people to get a restraining order, and then, I've got a restraining order, look at this piece of paper not protecting me from a bullet. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Okay. And I think it's way worse for women than men as well. Even if you're super famous.
Wasn't that some guy like in Rihanna's house just kind of living there while she was away for a week or something?
Oh, he's like taking a shower, eating?
It's just insane.
Beck had the same thing. Some drugged out guy, they just walked in his house. Dude was on his couch. It's kind of weird.
Bizarre.
Yikes. Well.
I'll take the money. I don't need the fame.
That would be nice.
Gotta take both, man.
Really?
Yeah. Gotta take both. It's a Twilight Zone episode. Oh. Can't have one or the other.
Okay. I'll take both. I'll take both and hide.
All right. See you at your house. I'm just gonna be living in your house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or just become super famous for doing something just super benign, and then you've got a ton of money, but no one knows what you look like. You're just the guy that invented this thing. Or, you know, not everyone has to be the MyPillow guy, right? Are you with me?
Do I strike you as an inventor?
No. I think you could invent something if you wanted to. Like a way not to lose your wallet or key card ever.
If I could have done that.
Oh, I'm telling you. Insane. You guys, Justin Timberlake produced game show. Spin the Wheel is debuting on Fox in June. Here's the thing. It's going to be someone spinning a wheel.
What?
And then they win cash prizes up to $20 million, though. It's a suspenseful, high-energy mix of pop culture trivia strategy and simple whirling luck. So basically, you keep spinning the wheel, and then every time you're like, all right, let's go one more time, then you lose.
So you risk all the money? Yeah.
It's going to debut on June 20th, and here's why I tell you. Because it's hosted by Dax Shepard, and I think he's a delight. I will watch that show.
Just FYI, when I worked on Masked Singer, and then they were like, we're working on something next if you want to be involved. It's called Spin the Wheel. And I went, nah. And then just kept walking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Still stand by that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not working on Spin the Wheel, but the Masked Singer was bad enough.
Masked Singer, huge hit.
Massive. And this could be massive. It's just, you got to also live with yourself.
What is the show that Dax Shepard is going to be in? Where him and his family, him and his wife, they wind up moving to like Arkansas, and it's kind of a
Yes, I think that's right.
It's like a money pit situation where they move into this house, and then it's just jacked up, and then hold on, because Lake Bell is in it, so all of you should care. All of you should care.
I care about all three of those. Love
Bless
all three.
This mess. Mm. It's going to be on ABC, and it premieres real soon. Oh, my gosh.
I do want to say, while I kind of researched that for you for a second, I did realize that Dax Shepard's first role was in something called Hair Shirt, and he played Guy Vomiting at Party.
Hair Shirt?
Hair Shirt. Bev Campbell's also in Hair Shirt.
I kind of want to see it now.
Same.
I'm into it. You guys, coming up, let's talk a little birth control and how to make it easier.
Is that possible now?
Birth control?
Yeah, is that doable? Has science caught up now, finally?
Yeah, we have some news for you.
What? It's possible?
Kevin's got 70 kids. Just all willy-nilly. Yeah, let's talk about birth control and how it correlates with earrings. What? That's a teaser.
Wow.
No one's coming back for that. Hey, happy birthday, Julia Stiles, Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Vince Vaughn, we haven't had him in forever, and he is one of the funniest
humans on
the face of the earth. Reba McEntire and, wow, Lady Gaga.
I'm sorry?
Lady Gaga.
I'm sorry?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
It shocked me after I told the story of how that soundbite came to light yesterday. How many people tweeted and were like, no idea that was you doing that.
Oh. Lady Gaga!
I don't know that you could put a person to that. That's just a shrill, awful sound.
It's not good. It's not good. And the fact that it got that far in our tournament is concerning. But wait until you find out our final two coming up in just a bit.
Own it. Own it. Hey, guys, breaking news. Adam Carolla is also in Hair Shirt.
What?
It's a movie about Adam Carolla.
Hair Shirt.
It's just he's
very
hairy.
Oh, my God. Somebody's going to have to watch Hair Shirt and bring in highlights.
I can't believe that's the name of a movie.
Yeah,
at some point.
Is going to get us up on Hair Shirt. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I want to bring you something from Belgium this morning, and it's the Seagull Championships.
What?
This is a real competition that happens in Belgium where people get up in front of a crowd and they do their best seagull impression.
Is this like at a seagull festival? Like, what's with seagulls?
I couldn't tell if it was a seagull festival. I also can't tell if it's a bar or someone's house.
Oh, God.
Because it's sort of...
I don't know. Big difference.
It sort of seems like someone's house, but they're all drinking. Which is, of course, is possible, but I couldn't tell.
Okay.
The guy up front had a microphone, and they would all take the microphone, and then they would try to do their impression of a seagull. So I turn these way down so they're not too annoying, but these are people making this noise. How crazy is that?
They sound just like seagulls.
That's a true talent.
Right?
That's... Oh, boy.
I mean, they really do sound pretty good. As dumb as this competition is, they're not bad.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too. That guy should win.
Mm-hmm. Is this a talent you stumble upon?
That's a good question because, how did it start? One person was able to do it and they were in a bar.
I stumbled upon my dolphin talent when I was at the beach and I was trying to talk to the dolphins that I saw swimming.
Go on.
And I just sat there and I said, And they were like, whoa, my people. And they swam towards me.
That's pretty good, though.
That is good.
Thank you. So I think it's one of those.
Should we start a competition in one of our houses?
Yes.
Or a bar.
I mean, if there's drinks.
Or a bar. Okay.
Absolutely.
Here's some more. All people.
I mean,
yay! That's a lot of beer. That's a lot of beer right there.
These are all very varied impersonations, and they all sound just like seagulls.
I agreed.
Do you think people fly out there to compete?
I hope so.
It seemed to me like it was more a regional thing. I wouldn't assume anyone flew out there to do it.
But if you do a good seagull,
then what?
You have to go.
They didn't even say what the prize was. They were just doing it, and they were happy. There's a point system that this guy's going to tell us about in a second.
Okay.
But first, he explains it.
People come together here to have a competition on gull screeching. So they try to make the best of imitating the sound of a gull, which sounds rather stupid, but actually it's real science. It's wonderful.
Is it real science? Mm. Is doing an impression of a bird real science? Anyone?
No.
Not science that I know.
Right.
But listen, I'm not a scientist.
Try and figure out the point system.
We have points, 20 points. 15 points are with regard to the kind of sound they make. Does it really resemble a gull or not? And the other 5 points, how they feel like a gull, behave like a gull.
Okay.
So 15 or 20.
Based on the sounds.
Right.
5 on your mannerism.
On the way you look. Yeah. And some people wore full costume, head to toe.
They're like getting full points.
Gull onesie.
Yes.
Which I need.
Yeah.
Here are a few more contestants. I mean, they are pretty good.
Really good.
Considering. And the people there love it so much more than they should because of the alcohol.
Are you more disturbed by the contestants or the people who just show up to watch?
Great question.
I'm not sure that they're not the same people.
Oh, okay. You think
you can't tell if there's 100 people or 25.
This is shrouded in mystery.
It really is. There's a lot of questions. That doesn't. I don't think that's right.
Oh,
I don't think that's. But listen to this.
It
helps if you live on the coast and then you pick up the seagull screaming, yourself.
So he lives by the coast, so he's got a leg up because he can listen to them and you can pick it up yourself.
Really study them.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like this?
Was that the Three Stooges?
That was
a weird one. here are a few more people, contestants here.
I really enjoy the sound of a seagull, so I want to create it for myself, so I practice a little bit, and it's a really fun sound, but it's also a difficult sound to create.
Now, can I just say, it's not a nice sound. It doesn't sound good, right?
No, it's not like a beautiful blue jay or whatever.
He loves the sound of
these,
it.
These seagulls actually attack people. Like, these are the ones that poop on you or swipe down. Yeah, they're like beach pigeons. Yeah.
There is an American girl there.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
And she's competing.
Sure.
But she's a little troubled by one thing.
I think some people here are very serious about it.
And she's really making that an understatement. Like, okay.
Yeah, she showed up as like joking.
Right, exactly.
She's the drunk girl.
I assume most people do.
Yeah, she's the drunk girl at karaoke. You know what I mean? Who's like picking Baby Got Back.
Right.
And then someone goes up and slays a Celine Dion song, and she's like, oh, this is not my place.
So then they announce the winner, and everybody's very excited.
Reggie Lodge!
Listen to them doing it while applauding.
Yeah, it's a sign of solidarity.
That needs to not catch on, though, right?
I feel like Reggie deserved it, though. Reggie was the best.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had an acceptance speech.
Overwhelming. I cannot know how to describe it. It's like, it's very amazing. I didn't thought I would win this competition. It was just for fun, and this is the result. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Dude.
What did he win? Don't know.
How?
Bar? Don't know. House? Don't know.
How much did Reggie get laid that night, though? Right?
I mean,
I won the Seagull Championship.
Zero?
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, can I give you the answer? I know the answer.
Uh-huh.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can reach us anytime at 323-520-AFRO if you'd like to leave a message. I don't know about you guys, but I don't leave messages for anyone ever, really.
I don't call anyone.
If I call them and their machine comes on, I don't leave a message.
Interesting.
But people do call us and they do leave messages. We're always grateful for that. This particular one is about Bean.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I think I've figured out why Bean always asks, do I have time for the thing?
Now, it was confusing, so I listened to it two or three different times. He's talking about Donna, Bean's wife.
Mm-hmm. Because when he's with Donna, he asks that, and he always hears no. So, wow.
Oh, that's so sad.
This is a guy who did the Florida Man birthday challenge.
Podcast listener, October 8th birthday, Florida Man attacks mother with sausages.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
Good one.
Yikes.
Sex woman with sausages.
Good one.
Hashtag
biscuits for winning.
Agree, sir.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He's right.
Hey, guys. I would like to request my favorite drop. I love the soundbite with Bean yelling, oh, no, this is a colossal disaster.
That was fantastic.
I can't believe it didn't make it anywhere.
I mean, because it's so far away, I think we don't play it all that often.
Do you know what that is from?
No.
I had told Bean my secret to iced coffee is making coffee ice cubes so your iced coffee never gets watered down. And he said, do you think it would work for chocolate milk? Mm-hmm. So he poured chocolate milk into ice cube trays and then he periscoped it happening.
It's like first or second periscope.
Yeah.
He just was breaking the ice cube tray. It was one of the funniest things ever. And then he said this.
And imagine. Oh, no, what a colossal disaster. Yeah. It's not really.
Not even close.
You're having trouble with ice.
Yeah.
That's it.
When he was trying to make chocolate milk ice cubes on Periscope, I love that whole story. Why was he doing that? I don't know, but the backstory makes that drop hilarious. So play it, Steve.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
And genuinely meant it.
Crying over spilled milk.
True.
Hi, Kevin and Bean and Allie and Jensen. For some podcast listener, for favorite soundbite, Bean sneezing like Donald Duck. Let's hear that one, yeah?
That's real, by the way.
That's
a real sneeze.
It brings me so much joy when he sneezes.
He could enter the seagull contest.
I've seen him do it 500 times. It's real.
Amazing.
Every single time it sounds like that. Not occasionally.
You know, I'm listening right now, and I can't believe this blaspheme that I'm hearing. Putting down Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, dude? Oh, that's just not excellent, my dudes. You know, like, they're party legends. Wild Stallion! How could you not be ready for the number three? You're me, and I'm you. What number am I thinking of? 69, dude!
This guy's
entertaining himself.
Killing
it. Hey guys, podcast listener, and I just listened to this segment about things you learned about later on in life. About 2 years ago, I was 26 when I found out that storks were real birds.
Storks.
I figured it was a made-up animal to go along with the story about storks bringing babies. I was watching a reality TV show and someone said, oh my God, look, a stork. I laughed and said, what a dummy. She thinks storks are real. The camera panned to the stork. Guess I've been the dummy this whole time.
Someone here grateful for Jensen and the way he says my wife.
Mm. What's up, guys? I wanted to thank Jensen so much for the my wife bit.
My wife.
That now every single time I hear someone say my wife, I hear my wife.
My wife.
My wife. I'm not even married. Oh, God, I hate that so much.
I'd like to say, for the record, that I am not a cult leader.
It's just what a cult leader would say, Kevin.
We hear you loud and clear, fearless leader. Drive like an asshole and don't put back shopping carts. We read you loud and clear.
Woo-hoo!
Radion Durf.
So I'm a little confused on the date that tickets go up for, April Foolishness. Well, he said today that it goes up at noon, but I remember a specific time where Kevin said that, like, it was going up at 10 at noon, and I'm not sure when I should log on to get my tickets, so hit it, Steve.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Tickets on sale Friday 10 at noon. Friday 10 at noon? Why would I say that?
Nope.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah, that happened. This message is for Allie.
Hi, this message is for Allie. My name is Andrew with Comcast Internet Services, and I'm repairing your mother's internet, and she would like me to go ahead and send you an email to let you know that she's about to take a nap. She actually went up there a few minutes ago, and I think she's having some problem with the sheets. Like, the corner came off because there's a loud banging going on. Screaming, I don't know. But just letting you know, your mom's taking a nap, and her email will be working again tomorrow. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Allie's mom has got it going on. Allie's mom has got it going on.
I don't think we have time.
Allie, do you think parents are taking a nap? Taking a nap.
They really are.
Or maybe they're having fun in the sack. Boning in the sack. It's the latter, cause your mom's got it going on. Going on. And I don't think you knew this, but your dad's got a huge dong.
Huge
dong. How do you know?
No.
You think they're really nappy? Cause we all know that they're up and boning.
Boning.
Allie's mom has got it going on. She's got all the right sex moves and can go all night long. Allie, can't you see? Your mom is so sexy. You might think it's wrong, but your dad's got a huge dong. What's that sound? It's an email coming in. Subject line is napping, but we all know they're boning.
Bumping uglies.
I mean, how long is this?
Not much longer.
Because Allie's dad's got a huge dong.
Oh, you
dong.
Said that.
Dong.
Oh. I mean.
Allie was curious why she kept getting an email from her parents that they were going to take a nap. That's a weird update.
Yeah. They just don't want you to call because they're napping at that time.
Or.
No.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Thursdays also mean get up on this with Jensen Karp.
That's right. I get you up on things that you may need to know about that haven't yet hit mainstream or things I think don't deserve or haven't gotten the attention they deserve. And it's called Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up.
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 On this.
Last week, I got people up on StockX, which is a app for your phone and a website where you can purchase shoes at sort of secondary market prices, but also have it be competitive so you don't overpay. And I got really good response, guys.
People were using it and loving it.
Seems to be.
All right.
And not just shoes, watches and purses.
Yeah. And we're not even doing an ad. We love
sounds like it, but
yesterday I bought Dunkin' Donut shoes on StockX.
I'm so jealous. So jealous.
Anyway, this week I'm getting into an album, a new album that I think not enough people know exist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15 years ago when the mashup was king, you remember those days?
Sure.
One project, the Grey album, pairing up Jay-Z's Black album and the Beatles' White album, caught the attention of the entire music industry before being pulled off the internet and shelves by numerous publishing companies. But it was masterminded by an underground hip-hop producer named Danger Mouse. You guys all know
him.
Sure.
He's went on to have quite an incredible career, even though he got in trouble for that bootleg release. He formed Gnarls Barkley with CeeLo Green, then Broken Bells with James Mercer of the Shins, and the rap cult classic The Mouse and the Mask with MF Doom. This dude, he's everywhere. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adele, U2, The Black Keys, Portugal the Man, Gorillaz, Beck.
He's producing a lot of those?
Yes, all of them. 19-time wow. Grammy nominated, 6-time Grammy winning. He's a beast, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Karen O. You know her as the lead singer of the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know her from her soundtrack work, Where the Wild Things Are, and Her. And I think we can all agree that them separately are all pretty stellar.
Yeah, agreed.
What careers?
I like her.
Well, what would happen when they collaborate on an entire album? Then you get Lux Prima, which just came out last week, and I don't think people know about it.
I didn't know a word of it.
There you go. These two had met in passing over the years, but it wasn't until Karen O basically cold called down Danger Mouse out of nowhere and asked him to start working together a decade ago. They decided that was a thing.
Wow.
But between their busy schedules and the fact that neither of them work very quickly, it took a while to come out. But I think the results are well worth it. In interviews, they've been saying to people that they don't write for a mood or, you know, a personality that they have for the day, but rather a time period. And I think that their genre-crossing tracks represent that perfectly. Karen O, with one of my favorite voices in the world.
I love her.
Oh, she is the best. Yeah. And Danger Mouse is one of my favorite producers. They do their best when they're trying to hit it out of the park and taking big risks, which is the kind of music I love the most. Because, like, why just make pop music that you know is going to make the radio? Go further. And push it.
I like that, too. And sometimes it fails, but yes, you have to applaud the fact that they really went for it.
Still worth it. This is one that does work. This is a song from the album called Turn the Light.
Starry, starry night. This is how I want to live. Gonna lay me down and love. I got so much more to give. Tonight, my love will turn.
Love that.
How great.
Very sweet.
Isn't this great?
Yes. Love that.
All right. Well, there's really no box that this duo are stuck in. They can make any kind of music. They're both so versatile that at times it feels almost like they're pressing shuffle on your phone. They have slower ballads, more indie rock leaning songs, almost Motown inspired stuff, which is awesome. You'll hear it in this song, Woman.
Very different.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Incredible. The album is 9 songs long, just over 40 minutes, and it's really just the start of what these two can do together. Mm-hmm. It's available everywhere, and I'm hoping Lux Prima isn't the last we see of them collaborating. I'll leave you with this last song, just another taste of what you'll get when you download the album. It's called Leopard's Tongue.
Guys, you aren't kidding with it. It sounds like you press shuffle every single song. Totally
different. Completely
different.
It's
awesome.
A lot of acts say that that's what their album is, and then they're very, very similar. Each song is very similar.
Karen O and Danger Mouse. In addition to this album, it appears they're opening an art installation here in Los Angeles in April, which I looked up, and sadly, it seems already booked. But it's an installation that is supposed to be the perfect auditory experience for their music. They also just released a Spike Jonze-directed music video that is well worth checking out, because Spike rules and the music rules.
Sure.
It is a perfect playlist for a sunny weekend. It's Lux Prima. It's from Karen O and Danger Mouse. You can download it. And remember, you can see everything I've gotten you up on this entire time I've been on the show at krock.com. I think I'm giving gems to you.
Agreed.
Like this album, and that was my Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
This phone topic could go south, but we're going to try. We're going to try and steer it to the funny side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you the personal story that I have. My dad was in the hospital for, I don't know, maybe a month before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a machine that was keeping him alive and helping him breathe and stuff like that. And he would come to maybe, you know, once a day at some point. And so at one point, like 2 days before he passed away, he sort of woke up and looked over at me. And my dad was a huge Phoenix Suns fan. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I would tell him this while he's being kept alive by a machine.
Oh, we got some time together. I got something to tell you.
But I did say, Dad, Shaq has been traded to the Suns. And he looked confused, and then he shook his head no.
Like, no, he didn't want it, or no, I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
So, or no, why are you wasting this time together by telling me NBA rumors?
Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know. So then I said it again. No, seriously, like, it's already done. Shaq is on the Suns.
Okay.
And again, he shook his head no.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to sleep.
Forever?
And that was literally.
Wait, those were his last words.
Literally.
Last time he spoke to
my last words to my dad.
Now
we're not necessarily, it doesn't have to be your last words. Maybe
it's close.
Yes, if it's close.
Deathbed stuff.
But what a weird. I mean, we had many conversations where it's like, I love you, I'm proud of you, back and forth, back and forth. But that was. Those were my last words.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose what the last one is. Yeah.
Which are absurd.
Yeah.
So Shaq killed your dad.
I mean, I don't know that that's true. I mean, okay. I think he
was terrible on the Suns.
He was terrible.
To your dad's
credit.
Knew.
Yeah, to your dad's credit.
So I don't want to live through this.
Wait, he was like, it's too late in his career. We should have got him earlier.
Do you think that's what ended it all?
No, of course
he didn't
not.
Want to see the Suns with Shaq.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're looking at funny last words.
Yes.
It doesn't have to necessarily be stupid like mine was.
Even
it
also last conversations.
Doesn't have to be the last conversation.
Yeah.
Conversations
yes.
that were ridiculous or funny in some way.
Yeah, right. Like I've referenced mine a little bit in the past, and that's that my dad, we also had a long time to talk and a lot of beautiful conversations about life and growing up and all these things. And then one time he just gave me this gem. While on life support, basically, at the hospital, he just went, you know, everybody hates Jews. And I said, what? And he goes, everybody. They'll pretend they like Jews, but deep down in a room when they're alone, they hate Jews. And I went, all right, Dad. And then he was like, I'm going to go to sleep. Laid down. He didn't die. That wasn't the last words.
But it was close.
But it was close. I mean, it was the last two or three times we spoke. And one of them was just like anti-Semitism.
I assume it was way worse for him than you. I certainly hope.
I don't know. Maybe he was seeing the future.
Hope. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it was one of those moments, you know.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Don't give us sad.
Mm-hmm. No.
We're not emotionally capable of handling sad.
Too early.
Mm-hmm.
So give us funny last words that you had with somebody that you loved.
Right.
That passed away.
So not like you weren't my kid and I never loved your mother.
Right.
Well,
right.
Oh, I can find that funny.
Not hysterical.
Yeah.
I mean, that might fall into the category of why would someone ever say that? That could be funny.
You
know. Yeah. But it has to be funny to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it'll be funny to us.
Yeah.
So Shaq went to the Suns. That was my last.
Aw.
Wasn't that sweet?
It kind of, if you think about it, it is sweet
isn't
because
it?
You always bonded over basketball.
Yeah.
So the last thing that he left with was my son just giving me some info.
But
that's
he was
nice.
Denying it.
Well,
he was shaking his head. No, like, you know what?
Why?
No.
Why would they do that?
That's not a thing.
It wasn't a great trade. What he was saying.
Way too late in his career.
No, honestly, from my read, he was rejecting the idea. There's no possible way that could have happened.
Right.
That was my read. I have no idea, you know, because I didn't get any follow-ups.
He believed he was hallucinating.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's very possible. So, funny last words. The phone number is 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, just before we play the song, let's take one phone call. We're talking about funny last words, and we've got Carolyn from Corona on the line. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. What was yours?
Okay, so like 4 days before my dad died, he was in and out of it, and probably two days right before he died, my niece was there. She's a CNA. She's changing his diaper. She's changing his sheet comfortable right before he dies, and he hadn't said much. But one of the last things we heard him say after she was changing him was that somebody was pulling on his nuts.
So somehow he was caught up in the sheet that was being changed.
Yeah.
So she was changing his diaper. I mean, he was out. Like, this was it for him. But he said a few other things after that, maybe like a bye or I even mumbled an I love you.
Right.
But the one thing we all heard, everybody in the room, was that somebody was pulling on his nuts.
Well, I think that's actually something beautiful, and I'm surprised you guys didn't put it on his headstone.
Not only headstone, it's not on every cake that you guys have at family get-togethers. Yeah. You're pulling on my nutsack. That's amazing, yeah. Carolyn.
So mine was Shaq was traded to the Suns.
Mm-hmm. Mine is that my dad said everyone hates Jews.
And mine is that everyone lives around me.
Not
just saying.
True.
Just saying. You guys kill people.
I don't feel like
no,
that.
No, these, okay. We have dads.
All right.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to Philip. Let's start there in Anaheim. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Funny last words.
So my grandpa, he's kind of the same situation yours was, Kevin. He was slipping in and out, so they put him on life support, but he wanted to be at home. So they had it all set up at home. Well, I was young. I was with my girlfriend at the time. We were all talking about a pool party that we were going to go to. And my girlfriend said, yeah, I don't think I want to go. Last time, so-and-so jumped in, and he got me all wet. Well, my grandpa at the time woke up at that point, looks up and says, nice. Chuckles and goes, nice. And looks at me and tells me, attaboy. And that was it.
Your grandpa was a G.
He's a really nice man.
Nice.
I love him.
Good work, Philip.
Did he live to be 69?
Exactly.
Well done. Thank you for the call. All right. Wow. We have so many. Let's go to Roberta in Pasadena. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, guys.
Glad this is working out so far. We were a little worried about it.
Yeah. Nervous no one was going to call, and they're all full.
All right. What happened with you, Roberta?
All right. Well, my dad passed away in 2005. Now, my dad was a bit of a Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
So there's seven of us total that we know of so far. And before he died, because we had just found one of our brothers, and before he died, he looks over at me and my little sister, and he goes, oh, there might be two more in North Carolina.
Two more kids? Your sisters?
Yeah, two more.
Whoa.
So two more siblings somewhere out there. I was like, great.
Your phone's gotten...
Okay, and he goes, He said, can you please go find him? And we were just kind of laughing. We were like, are you serious, or is this just one of your hallucinations? And he's like, no, I think there's two more out there.
Did you ever search? Did you ever find?
If are out there, they're not quite 18 yet, so we're waiting.
I see. Okay.
Wow,
that's insane.
That is crazy.
Go find them. Give me a little bit more to go on.
Yeah.
What the hell? Let's go to Cassandra who's calling from Simi Valley. Good morning. Good morning, Cassandra.
Morning. My grandmother passed away in January, and she was 96. And she was also very in and out of it.
Cassandra, yeah. I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with the phones. But if you could just tell the punchline quickly, just try.
Okay. So there was one day where she talked to my dad.
Okay, I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Grandma told her how good her orgasms were.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I mean, is that what you want to hear?
Not really.
But it's a positive thing.
It is positive. For her. For sure.
Let's go to Ruben in Long Beach. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning. My dad passed away in 2014, and when he was in intensive care before he passed away, his nurse was smoking hot. And he looks over to me and says, Ruben, you see the rack on that nurse?
Jeez. Everybody's dying parents are so horned up.
He was appreciating the view. She'd mess with his IV, and his eyes would be bulging like sideways looking down her top.
Wait, she was aware of it then?
I think so, because she's one of those nurses that wear really tight. They're all bulging out everywhere.
Right.
Your breasts are like bulging to wear a tight outfit.
You know, when
you know those guys.
It sounds like a porn movie, but okay.
I don't think we've had the same type of nurses.
Oh, I love that. Did you see the rack on her or something? All right, let's go to Christine, who's calling us from Tustin. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so my grandmother, when she died. So I was in Seattle, and I had just finished college, just moved to Seattle. And my mom called and said, you've got to come now to say goodbye. So I get there. I rush to Burbank. I go to the hospital, and she wakes up, and she sees me, and she looks at me and says, nobody likes a pain in the ass, so don't be a pain in the ass.
Now,
and
do you think,
last time I saw her.
Do you think that that was just, like, generic, or was that tailored to Christine?
That was specifically to me.
Okay. I mean, she's not wrong, Christine.
I was the one who had the purple hair and the nose ring and the eyebrow ring and the purple.
But
you know,
none of that means you're a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah, maybe to an older grandma.
Oh, to her I was.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
To her I was.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. You rushed there to hear that.
That's beautiful saying. Yeah. That's like a Maya Angelou
quote. But you know what? It was perfect. It was a perfect buy because that was kind of our relationship.
All right.
Yeah, great. I think
that's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Michelle in Cyprus. Ariel, please hang on. We're going to come to you next. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So about 6 months before my dad died, he went out and he bought a new Ford hybrid car. And for different reasons, he was just really unhappy with it. And then for the last 2 months of his life, he was in the hospital and in care centers, and he hadn't even been driving it. But his last words to me were, I should have bought a Prius.
That's insane. He really had buyer's remorse.
I should have bought a Prius.
That's great.
That should be an ad.
Right? It should be.
Thank you for the call, Michelle. We appreciate that. Let's go to Ariel in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. So my grandpa's last words to anyone in his family were, get the hell out. I want to watch the Angels game.
That's fantastic.
Did he get through the game, or did he get to watch the game?
Yeah, he did. He did get through the game. So he was actually diagnosed with leukemia. From diagnosis to death was less than a month. He was in the hospital. So he's in his hospital room. His daughters, his grandchildren are there. You know, we're trying to be with him. He's like, okay, I'm done. Get the hell out. I want to watch the game. You guys can go home.
And then you never talked to him again?
And then he died during the night.
Aww,
did the Angels win that game?
I believe the Angels did win that game.
Okay,
so you know what? I'm not too disappointed.
Yeah, but he's an Angels fan, so he knows how it ends.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Right now, Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, HBO isn't done with Game of Thrones once the series finale airs on Sunday, May 19th.
Don't they have to, by definition, be?
Nah, they like money.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Following the final six episodes, HBO is releasing Game of Thrones, The Last Watch. It's a two-hour feature documentary that chronicles the making of the final season.
Oh, I'd be interested in that.
Absolutely. So they embedded this filmmaker, Jeannie Finlay, on the Game of Thrones set for the whole year. And she captured, quote, the creation of the show's most ambitious and complicated season.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
So that will air on Sunday, May 26th. Very exciting, guys. You know how I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah. Are you excited where it picks up in the story? Like, where does totally. It pick up in the storyline?
Where are we at when getting into the new season?
Right.
Oh,
if we need to be caught up before we watch.
My favorite character, Arya Stark. Is that right? Okay, thank you, I mean, Chip. Yeah. I can't wait to see what happens with her, because everyone's like, oh, she has no name. Shame, shame, shame. And she's like, no, I do have a name. So she's going to reveal her real name that none of us knew.
Have you read all the books?
Yeah,
what it is?
It's Becky. So she's going to talk about how her name is Becky, okay. And that initially that had brought her shame, but now she's like, I'm not shameful anymore about my name.
What if your name was Asshor?
Another thought as well. Yeah, I don't.
So that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Why the you lying? Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why you always lying? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Stop lying.
And dragons.
Yeah, well, that's right, sure. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, you don't know that. You don't know.
I mean, you do.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Any of you read the Chris Evans cover story in The Hollywood Reporter?
I did not.
He's mad at someone.
No.
That was a guess.
Okay. No.
What was it?
He talked about all sorts of things. He talked about love, and he was asked why he's been a bachelor for so long. And here's his quote. I'm the one who fears being enveloped. I was always a really autonomous guy my whole life. Camping by myself is one of my favorite things. I really like to be with someone who also does their own thing as well, you know? If I'm with someone who just kind of adopts my life, that can feel a bit suffocating. To which I say, Chris, I hate camping.
Right.
Please, go camping alone.
Oh, interesting. Just give him space to do what he needs to do.
Do your thing. As a matter of fact, for me, a guy that doesn't live even in the country is ideal.
Are you shooting your shot right now?
I'm shooting my shot. Like, we hang out, we do our own thing. Cool. Then just go camp, Chris. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You want to go do, I'm Captain America, I got to go shoot this. Yeah, please do. Beat it,
I mean, you sound
Chris.
Like the perfect woman for him.
That's what I'm saying.
He did also say that he might stop supporting the New England Patriots because of Tom Brady's links to Donald Trump.
That was my favorite, yeah. He talked about how he's so political online, and he's very political online. And he struggles with the whole thing of Tom Brady possibly not sure what's going on with him being a Trump fan because they've golfed together. He had a Make America Great Again hat in his locker. And he said, I just don't know if I can do the mental gymnastics of determining whether he is or not. And is it even worth it? And as someone that doesn't watch the NFL anymore, I mean, that's more time for us to spend together when you're not camping.
Match made in heaven.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And then he said he has cut back on weed and said, I'm 37. I can't be smoking weed all the time. That's crazy. To which I say, we got to smoke weed together, though, sometimes, Chris Evans.
Just not too much.
Not too much. Right. And if you want to take some weed and go camping, do it.
All good with you.
Right?
So, I mean, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. Just on paper, Chris Evans and I are pretty good together.
Somebody that knows Chris Evans, get that message to you.
Get this going.
If you could.
It'll work.
It'll totally work out, you guys. Good God. That is terrifying.
Call now.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're looking for calls.
Unless you're Chris Evans.
Yeah, if you want to call Chris. I mean, we could talk. Like, he's a masshole. We've got that connection. My whole family's from Massachusetts. We could go back and visit family together. But again, you do your thing. I do my thing. I don't want to suffocate you or envelop you in any way.
You're a loser.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, you guys. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what millennials are doing that's different from what we've all done in the past when it comes to engagement rings. And I'm going to tell you right now, hey, millennials, nice work. You're doing good stuff.
All right.
Yes, it's about time.
You don't hear that often.
No, it's always, millennials killed engagement rings.
They're ruining the world. They got rid of avocados.
Millennials have ruined Applebee's. No.
It's fine.
Millennials, everyone's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Applebee's fine.
Right.
Avocados fine.
Great. Right?
Sure.
Love it. Some birthdays for you. We've got Julia Stiles, Lady Gaga, Lady Gaga!
You just gotta wait for
it. It was a little
winding
lag.
Up.
Yeah. Reba McEntire.
Lady Gaga!
Okay. Vince Vaughn.
Lady Gaga!
And Jonathan Van Ness.
Lady Gaga!
And that's what's happening.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. KROQ.
The ball is tipped, and there you are.
Right?
You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. One shining moment is all on the line. One shining moment.
Beautiful.
It's good.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Horrible. Stunning. Stunning.
That's Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is better than the other rendition that you hate.
Well, the other one I hate. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Because that's bad.
Right.
We're going to give an honorable mention to one of the drops because it's been beaten already. But Allie was very, very upset and didn't want it to keep winning.
I didn't want it making it out of the first round.
Which is Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And it did get knocked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So an honorable mention and a little tribute.
Lady Gaga! Ra, ra, ah, ah, ra, ma, ra, ma, ga, da, ooh, la, la, Lady Gaga!
I mean, now I'm sad it didn't make it.
It's beautiful,
yes.
Right?
Salute.
Amazing.
That was beer mug.
Mm-hmm.
Came up
well
with the
done.
Idea and did it. All right, so we have been doing the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket, and we were at the Fabulous Four. Is that what we were calling it?
Finishing Four.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Right.
Okay. And on my side, I had a whole thing. And by the way, Jensen and I both had, I think, the same ones when we filled it out.
Yeah.
What we thought would happen.
Would be the final two?
Yeah. Yes. We figured the final two would be Hot Cheetos versus Rodney.
Incorrect.
Which
that's what we thought.
Which isn't a hot take because they're both one seeds.
Well, I had from the beginning, it was going to be Victor Fuentes versus Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Right?
And then we had Hot Cheetos beating Rodney and being the champ.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we both had.
That's what we both had.
Just the joy of the kids, I think. Carries them through.
Beat it, kids.
All right,
no way.
So the Fabulous, Fantastic, whatever we're calling it, the four. Mm-hmm. Mine, the number one seed, Hot Cheetos.
I just love Hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Such a glorious clip.
Right?
It's cute. It's beautiful.
So that one.
But going up against this
Going G. up again against Victor Fuentes.
16-12-1. Hello! Hello! I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Too much information and man.
And you know who won between Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes?
Give me Victor. Give me Victor.
16-12-1. No. No. I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Too much information and
wow.
Hot Cheetos out?
Wow. Big shock. Big
Not
shock.
Not a big shock.
That's to me, it's an upset. It took over a one seed. Now I'm seeing the stats. 53% went to Victor Fuentes.
It's very close.
Hot Cheetos, 47%.
Right.
Yeah, Victor should have won that, so I'm glad.
Yeah, Victor did win that.
Only under 80 votes separating them.
Difference.
Wow.
Okay, and on Bean's side, he had Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Against, you see how white people do.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
Now, that's a Cinderella.
Agreed. I didn't have that even getting out of the first.
I had it in the finishing four. But that is a six seed. So congrats to that clip.
Yeah, but also, she had to get decimated by Rodney,
That's the thing, is that you're going up against things, you know, beyond the clips we've posted like this.
There's a big party tonight over at Hyde. You name it. They're there.
Like, it's just a body of work. Yeah,
amazing.
It's very difficult to even go up against.
So those two, you see that, you see how white people do. And Rodney, here's the winner.
Why?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
All right, so we have our finalists.
Woo! Understandable.
Our two possible champs, we have Rodney going up against Victor Fuentes.
I love it so
much. How do you pick? Those are both A-pluses.
They
this
are both
crazy.
A-plus, but if Rodney doesn't take it, I am burning this mother down.
And I don't know if this gives you any insight as to what will happen in our final match, but Rodney got 60% of the votes against You See How White People Do.
Mm-hmm.
It was
to
a
me
slaughter.
That makes sense.
That was a slaughter.
To me, that makes sense because Rodney is so much better than that one,
mm-hmm. right?
Not like Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes, which I think were a lot closer. Mm-hmm. That Rodney was should have won that.
This is a number two seed versus a number one seed. That is the championship match, Oof. And this will forever be crowned the soundbite, at least for the year.
Of the world.
Of the world.
Universe.
Of the universe.
Yes.
So of the
Kevin,
planet.
Of the yes. Kevin and Bean universe. It's right. A little smaller than that. Yes. Yeah. So here's the final.
16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Man, too much information and man.
Favorite part about that is, honestly, that he was calling 911 to get help.
He's amazing.
And he was super, super annoyed. And so that is one of your finalists, and this is the other.
Why? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
So,
when do we have to vote until?
You can vote now mm-hmm. until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
You just okay. go to krock.com. We have the way to vote right there on the page.
How do you pick between those two?
Well, you pick the best one.
Right. You think the best one is?
It's going to be Rodney.
Fabulous.
That's yeah. what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too. But what I thought was going to happen certainly didn't most of the way through the tournament.
Well, you were incorrect.
Okay, I was incorrect. That's true. All right, so it's Rodney Victor Fuentes. Go to krock.com.
Because I'm awesome.
You right. can vote one way or the other until 6 a.m. tomorrow, and then we will have a Woo! Champion.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Time to talk to RJ Bell.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
All right, RJ.
Well, we got to start the clock.
Well, we'll start the clock once we tell him.
Okay.
RJ, yeah. Good morning.
Yes.
We're going to give you 30 seconds. We have a clock, a timer. Going to give you 30 seconds to gloat that you're in the lead in our pool. And then when the time is up, the time is up.
I don't even think that
Go ahead and start it.
Need,
go ahead.
I don't think
ahead.
I need that much time. Give me 20 seconds.
No, it's already started.
You don't even need 30 seconds?
No. In the arc of history, bend towards justice. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's
it.
That's
all right.
Terrible you guys, gloating.
You guys were gloating. I mean, the years that went by, the pain, mm-hmm. the humiliation right. of the gloating from you guys
yeah.
were bending towards justice with my okay. domination.
I mean, slow down. Slow down on domination. It's the first time you've been in the lead, and you've never won.
Time's up.
Also, he hasn't won yet.
Hey,
never.
Guys, time's
but
up.
But you feel.
I'm sorry. Time's up.
Yeah, time's up.
No. Did you just hang up on RJ?
I'm telling you, time's up. We got to move on.
All right.
Let's talk about the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
All right. Well, listen, this Sweet 16 is fascinating because Duke, a team that just a few weeks ago, when Zion came back, Zion Williamson, probably one of the biggest players of the century at the college level, when it comes to attention, when it comes to quality of play, Duke's Zion Williamson, so big, he just goes by Zion. He's like Madonna, Zion. There's one name, guys and gals.
Duke was considered just unbeatable.
Well, they were the second biggest favorite entering the tournament of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's what's amazing. No one And the Kevin and Bean family went to law school, I'm assuming.
I mean, I did, but go ahead.
Oh, is that true?
No, of course not.
Now, imagine if your mom was skeptical about you going to law school. And you go, Mom, what do you think about me going to law school? She goes, I think it's 10-1 odds that you can finish. Now, law school is 3 years. Imagine you finish your first year successfully. Mm-hmm. And you went to your mom and say, all right, Mom, what's the odds now? 15-1. 10-1. It's like, what? I'm a third of the way through. You're making the odds worse. That's what's happened to Duke. Duke needs to win 6 games to win the title. They've won 2 of the 6. And their odds have actually gotten worse because they've underperformed in those games.
The main thing I've learned already is that RJ needs more supportive parents.
Well, let me tell you something. If I had more supportive parents, I wouldn't be where I am. You're exactly right about that. So right now, Duke is still favored, but their odds have actually been downgraded from plus 250 to plus 350, even though they've navigated a third of the way through.
Now, so, I'm sorry for being an idiot, but plus 350 means I bet
100 wins you $350.
Okay.
Basically, now, RJ, 3.5-1, right, RJ, basically?
Are you saying I'm looking pretty smart for having Virginia Tech beating Duke?
Well, I tell you, in the game itself, Virginia Tech is about a 7.5-point underdog in the game.
That's a lot of points.
Remember, you've got to have, I mean, you're not in first place. So if you're not in first, you've got to do wild things.
Time was up on that.
So gross.
I mean, the Duke barely escaped. I mean, Zion isn't necessarily proving to be as dominant. I could get how the odds are going down, but I still think they're going to win this game.
And for sure in this game. Now, I will say this, not to get too tactical, but this is a pretty amazing stat. Even casual basketball fans know the three-pointer has become more important as the years have gone by.
Correct.
1987 was the first year of the three-pointer. Now, Duke's three-point percentage, the number they make, if they make the Final Four, which means just wins 2 more games, they'll be the worst shooting three-point team ever to make the Final Four.
Is that right?
So really, with Duke, you've got this almost like anachronistic team that would have dominated before the three. They're so good inside, they can still win. But history tells us if you can't shoot the three in the modern era, you're in trouble. Duke would be the worst three-point shooting team ever to make the Final Four.
And that's because they're filled with bigs, basically. They have
big bigs. Bigs and their guards and stuff just don't shoot as well as you would expect.
All right, so the Sweet 16, there's 4 games today and 4 games tomorrow. What do you want to focus on?
Well, I tell you this. I love that, you know, we talk about the brackets and how, like, some brackets are really good, like mine is. Some brackets aren't as good.
Dude, time's up on that, man.
I'm just interweaving it contextually. Come on. Mm. But here's the thing. There's a guy, you might have heard about this guy, who has a perfect bracket. So we've been talking for years about how unlikely a perfect bracket is. Now, listen. He's 48 out of 48. That's how many picks there's been so far.
Is that right?
And he still has to pick 15 more. So the odds are way against it. But just to get to this point, it was actually at NCAA.com. So this is at a legit place.
All right.
100, if you would have taken a dollar, just $1, and said, all right, I'm going to bet on Team A, and if I win the first team, I'm going to let it ride. 48 straight wins. Now, no one would let you do this. If you would have done it, $151 million.
Oh, wow.
So literally, the odds of him going 48 for 48, this dude, based on the Vegas odds on each game's winner, $151 million-1.
All right, I'm going to try and ask my question again. So this is the Sweet 16. There are 4 games today and 4 games tomorrow. What would you like to focus on?
Well, you want to break down individual games?
Well, no, I'm saying, do you have favorites? That you think would be good bets?
On the individual games themselves. See, that's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but one of the reasons our segment's been so successful beyond all the winning is I've always kept things so high level.
Right.
You know, and I've never gotten into, you should look at this one game or this one game. So you know what I'll do? I'll actually let me make a suggestion.
Okay.
The baseball season's starting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
we've got the odds on the Dodgers and a few other favorites.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Why don't we do that first? And as we're talking about it, I'll pull up today's games, and at the end, I'll give a bonus pick I usually wouldn't give.
All right.
Yeah, give me World Series odds.
So World Series odds.
All right. So World Series odds right now, the Yankees, the dreaded Yankees, are favored.
No.
Why?
Well, I tell you, this is a team that's has been, you know, they've been known to spend a lot of money not right. that thoughtfully, and they've grown from the farm system now pretty effectively, and they've paid money for some big players. Mm-hmm. Red Sox are tied with them. Astros next 7-1, but here's the good news. Dodgers are the fourth favorite at 8-1.
So 6-1 is the favorite. Dodgers are 8-1.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just, I mean, literally right there.
I will say right now that I like the Phillies at 12-1.
I tell you, a guy like Harper, think about this for a second now. He was with the Nationals all those years when they had probably a better supporting cast than they do now with the Phillies. And how many World Series have they made?
Zero, but that's not.
I mean, it just doesn't feel like. And again, they've spent the money on him. So, who's to say what's going to happen?
Right. Fine. I'll sit this segment out.
All right. So, I'm going to give you the biggest underdog. This has been the biggest upgrade of the tournament so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oregon is the only double-digit seed to make the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, in my bracket, I had Oregon, you know, because I had 15 out of the 16.
We
correct.
Get it.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Oregon out plus 8.5.
Okay.
Because here's why. Most people look at the whole season and say, well, how many games did Oregon win? How many did they lose? And that's the right way to do it most of the time. But about 10 or 12 games ago, Oregon made a fundamental change to their lineup. They went really big. They got four guys that are like 6'9 or bigger.
Wow.
And since then, they've played as well as anyone in the country. And remember, Virginia's the team that got beat 16-1 last year,
yeah.
First time ever. So I'm going to give out a bonus best bet to my loved Kevin and Bean family.
Love it.
Oregon plus 8.5.
Plus, that's where they shot Animal House.
Well, listen, I mean,
is that
I know
helpful?
A lot about, I don't know much about biology. I will say that.
I like it. I see what you did.
RJ Bell, you can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. RJ has RJ Bell's Dream Preview, which is available on iTunes. It's both college football and NFL. He's also got his daily radio show, Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell. That's 3 to 4 p.m. on Fox Sports Radio. RJ, we always enjoy our time with you. Thank you for not gloating too much.
Mm. And I think next week when I'm in the lead, it should be fun again.
John, but get him off the
get
phone.
Get him off the phone.
This is RJ. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
On Thursdays, we talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. And then I just freak you guys out. That's what we do every Thursday.
I mean, a lot of times you're a wet blanket.
Yeah, this one's going to hit real close to home for me.
Yeah, I tell you what. So what we're talking about is the actress that plays Khaleesi. Now I'm blanking on her name.
Emilia Clarke.
Mm-hmm. She gave an interview to the New Yorker magazine. I cannot recommend this article strongly enough. I do that daytime radio show with Leanne Tweeden, and she was reading it to me while I was walking around, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It's
yeah.
the most unbelievable story you've ever heard. All the while, the Khaleesi was filming season one and season two of Game of Thrones.
For those of you that don't know, she said she survived two life-threatening aneurysms.
Unreal.
And by life-threatening, I mean both bleeds should, and by should, I mean like 80% should have taken her out.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
And yeah. while she has the biggest break of her career, you know what I mean? She can't just walk away from it.
It was like her yeah. first starring
yeah.
role.
Yeah. yeah.
So she had what's called a thunderclap headache. This is, you know, there are different kinds of headaches. I guess we should talk about headache a little bit. You know, there's migraine headaches, cluster headaches, tension headaches. And we really, these are very common, of course. But if you have something we call a thunderclap headache, which is the worst headache of your life with neck pain and stiffness, you should see a doctor. So she had that, went to the hospital, and was having, like, confusion and starting to have vision problems, which, of course, also mean neurological stuff. And she bled into her brain. They did a scan.
Wow.
And she had an aneurysm. So they
Which
went
means
in
what? What's an aneurysm?
aneurysm, you know how the side of your tire can blow out with a bleb?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing can happen in arteries. It's genetically sort of a predisposition. And in a region of the brain called the circle of Willis, which is in the base of the brain, you can get these little bubbles that develop, and they're weak, and they blow. And hers blue. And they can go in with a wire that they feed up your femoral artery and your leg.
Is that the coil?
And coil it, exactly. Allie, good.
No. Dr. Drew.
I didn't say it.
I know. Allie, you just cast, but let me just say this right now. Thanks to the good people at Cedars-Sinai, big ups to Dr. Shavink. My mom is healthy and happy, and everything is great.
Part of the 20%.
Yes.
Have you been checked for aneurysm?
I have, actually, right after that, because my mom's was congenital, and my mom had migraines her whole life, like I have migraines my whole life.
And let me just...
And Jensen has migraines as well.
Let me just bring things out a little further.
Okay.
Your anisocoria can be caused by a posterior communicating artery aneurysm.
Hey,
why did we never discuss this part?
Never imagined that would be a possible.
But also
dumb it down
for me.
That's
what's
the
happening?
Thing with my eye that when I was talking to Dr. Drew a couple years ago at Acoustic, he's
yes.
like, "Why is one of your pupils like this? You have what?
Anisocoria. Well, it's ptosis on that side you get from the posterior communicating artery. It's probably nothing. It's probably not." I'm glad you're checked.
Listen, it's you're all right, probably. All good.
You're amazing.
But I would get that checked out. Let's just do a, you know, MRA, it's called, where they look at the arteries in your vein. But not a bad idea.
Dr. Drew,
it is congenital. It is genetic.
How can you tell the difference between a migraine
and a thunder headache
or whatever?
Thunderclap. Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard. And we don't even know really what causes migraines. We sort of think it's inflammation of vessels
or changes
in blood flow. But the thunderclap is kaboom. It hits you really hard. And often little confusion, it's like disorientation, fatigue, but neck pain and stiffness is the key. Can't move my neck. It's very much like meningitis because the meningeals will get inflamed by the blood.
Yeah.
Right? And so the coil. Tell them about the coil, Allie.
I have no idea what it means, how they did it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Shavink. But they put this coil up, and it essentially, like, cauterizes the area around.
Exactly. It just destroys the aneurysm. Now, so they did that with the Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. She recovered from the bleed. She woke up on a ventilator and tells this hair-raising story. Goes ahead. I think she filmed season 2 or something.
Yeah.
And is having horrible fatigue. I mean, after your brain is injured, fatigue is just overwhelming. She said she would just, it's a kind of a fatigue you can't imagine, and she described it very vividly. Then, towards the end of season 2, has another thunderclap headache. They go in, she has another aneurysm. They try to coil it. It fails. It bleeds massively.
Wow.
They have to do emergency neurosurgery on her, open her skull up, lift her brain, clip the aneurysm. She should have died right there.
She's
had like
a
80%
miracle.
Probably of death.
She had what, 80% chance?
Yeah, of dying.
Wow.
And then I think, based on what we know about what happened to Luke Perry, this is probably what happened to him, because you heard this rumor, well, TMZ sort of backs this up, that he had a, quote, second stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens after a bleed, and if for about 2 to 4 days after the initial bleed, you can get spasming in the arteries to the brain that can actually cause a stroke. And so she was at very high risk for that, made it through, got off the ventilator, couldn't speak, couldn't move one side of her body, couldn't understand English, had to retrain her speech centers and recover and do another season.
Wow,
she's a miracle.
Drew, she's a miracle.
Drew, I have migraines that since probably the last 8 to 10 years that I've never read or had anyone tell me, like, oh, and I relate to it. Reading this article was the first time I've ever related to someone talking about their headache. I've had MRIs, I've had everything that goes on, and no one's ever brought up aneurysm or anything like that. This is what happens to me, but it would show up in these MRIs, or are you going to tell me that it doesn't always?
No, that's why they're doing all that, is to make sure it's not something like an aneurysm. And there's all kinds of goofy stuff that can go wrong in our head, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And this
I don't
is just
think
one.
Goofy's the right word.
Well, for you.
But we open our conversation by saying, you know, there's three kinds of headaches, migraine, cluster, and tension, but then there's the other category. And aneurysms, infections, tumor, all the other category is everything else.
Right.
And when the reason neurologists are so careful is they don't want to miss the other category, because that's important, has to be treated and can't be cured in most cases.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a whole nother discussion, because I also have non-growing tumors in the midbrain.
So, what? Like a pineal tumor or something?
They just don't grow. They could be juvenile.
Where? What region?
Midbrain.
Like in the pineal gland, that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know the exact gland. They can't remove it because it's right in the middle, and if they go in, all vegetable out or whatever. But they check it every few months in order to make sure it doesn't grow or multiply.
That might be where the headaches are coming from, right?
I know. They say it's not, but I know it is. Anyway, that's...
We are a mess.
Very sensitive. Yeah, we're all dying, is what I'm saying.
This is going to be a new morning team. I mean, what?
Huh? What?
Oh, come on.
Hurtful. Hey,
Dr. Drew, I just want to bring up one more thing, which is Amelia thought she was in great shape and was working out and was getting ready to do it. So this can hit anyone at any point. It has nothing to do with that.
Look, this is the thing. I'm going to bum everyone out for the morning, but you know, there are libraries filled with all the things that can go wrong in our body medically when we are in the midst of what seems to be complete health. There are things that happen. We are biological entities, and things go haywire. The miracle is that we go from day to day without these things happening. No, I kid you not. In the modern era, we rarely see these things, or if we see them, we cure them. But people, you know, this is why we have people forgetting that we need sanitation and we need rodent control and we need to, you know, get fleas out of our house and we need to take vaccines, because these things happen. They happen a lot, and we can do a lot to control them and get rid of them, but we have to do it.
All right, you can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter.
Good morning, everybody.
At Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Midday Live, he mentioned Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. You can go to his website. He has four different podcasts.
Honestly, sir.
DrDrew.com, and Heal is the app. You can download Heal on your phone and get a doctor in the comfort of your own home.
Yep. Drew, do you cuss on any of those podcasts?
No, I saved that for the FCC, for the radio.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you. Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Right now, Allie is here. What is happening?
What's happening is this Sunday is something I have been looking forward to for a long time. And
this
it's
Sunday.
Sad that it centers around television, but it does. Because Veep is back on Sunday.
Love that show.
And Barry is back on Sunday.
Love that
show.
Like,
it couldn't be a better Sunday is what I'm saying, you guys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I just saw this on The Hollywood Reporter, and here is the title of this article. Veep final season delivers a satisfying ending no one will see coming.
Satisfying ending no one will see coming.
Don't even think about it.
But that makes me want to.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, they say no one will see coming.
Right.
Then you have to go, okay, well, what could it be then?
Well, it's got to be...
Her becoming president?
Selena becomes president.
That's what I would think, but...
Or does Jonah... Oh, there's so much, you guys.
Jonah becomes president.
Whatever you're thinking of, it's got to be the opposite.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I cannot wait, you guys. But just letting everybody know... This Sunday.
I think one of the best comedies of all time.
Veep, 100%. Yes. Yeah, and I think Barry is well on its way after one season.
Barry's the one show I watch immediately.
Right?
On all of television.
You weren't here, but I started watching the show, and then I started talking about NoHo Hank every day on the air because I really wanted Kevin and Bean to start watching it.
And when she says every day, she means 10 times
every day. Yeah, I talked so much
about... Peaky Blinders did.
Yes.
Yeah, about NoHo Hank, and his publicist was listening, and she's like, I'd love for Anthony Carrigan to come in and talk to you guys. Yes, please. He was so lovely and such a delight, and I think he was the breakout star of that season. Just amazing.
You were using
wait
the
for that.
Secret. The secret.
I really was. I
moved
out to
who
the
do
universe.
You want next?
You put it out there, and then they come in.
Well,
who's up next?
Chris Evans.
And why are you pointing again?
What's up? I don't know. It's a little weird. Just saying. Sunday, big night, you guys.
All right.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready as well. So I just saw this on TMZ and thought, oh, why? Jussie Smollett is back in L.A. And the reason why, they think, is because he is up for a NAACP Image Award for his Empire role.
I'm sorry. What?
Which is this weekend. So they don't know for sure if he's going to be there on Saturday. But if he's attending that and he wins...
What?
Good God,
even
what's
just
happening?
The announcing of the nominee, I want to hear what the crowd does.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You guys.
That's shocking.
Yeah. It's been quite a week for Jussie Smollett.
Yes, it has.
Just cuckoo. The whole thing is insane.
I want him to win. I want him to go up. I want him to wax poetic about redemption.
Oh,
I want him to talk
love.
About how innocent he is. I want it all.
He's sticking with that.
He is.
That innocent thing.
Robert.
It's very weird. It's all very weird. Almost as weird as this quote from Kate Beckinsale talking about dating Pete Davidson. She said, I've never been in this position before. Never dated anybody who comes with their own bag of mischief.
Bag of Mischief,
which is a great band name. Let's sure. just put that out there. But Bag of Mischief.
Now, it doesn't sound like that's super negative.
No. Like it sounds baggage. Like it's cutesy.
It doesn't sound like it's baggage,
it's
yes.
cutesy
it's,
to her. Yes. He's got a bag of mischief.
Yeah, that's odd.
It's all very odd. Yeah, she said it's all quite shocking and something to get used to. Talking about, you know, she's basically now people waiting for her outside of restaurants, outside of her home. She's now on the paparazzi's radar now.
I love big, fat, juicy pickles.
I mean, it has been rumored
there
that
has to be a reason.
There is a reason that Pete gets the ladies. It's his,
okay, yeah.
Again, people can't see you point.
Okay.
But yeah. We definitely get
uh-huh.
it. Yes. Got it. So Paramount Television has landed the rights to the follow-up novel to Sex and the City. The book
yes.
by Candace Bushnell. Is there sex... Is there still sex in the city set
oh,
to be released
on, nope.
on August
no.
6th?
Nope.
Here's the thing.
No.
It takes a look at sex, dating, and friendship in New York City after the age of 50.
Nope.
So it makes sense because, you know, that's a turning point for a lot of women. You've
no.
got your love, your life, marriage, children, divorce,
no.
bereavement, no. a lot of societal pressures.
Oh, God.
To stay youthful and whatnot. I think this is an underserved group, and I think it's great, and we will see what happens if it's made into a show, but Candace has been writing the pilot script and will serve as an executive producer on the project.
Nope.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Canceled.
People loved Sex in the City.
Nope.
Is there still Sex
Buzz
in the
kill.
City? Nope.
You guys are in?
I'm looking out for my dudes.
Okay. See? Understandable. Your dudes might be in it. Well, the Marvel Cinematic nope. Universe is looking at some A-list star power, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Angelina Jolie is in talks to join The Eternals. It would be her first superhero movie, but her second comic book adaptation after 2007's Wanted.
Why would you not do that?
Ever.
Like, if you're an actor at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
And Marvel comes to you with anything.
Yeah. If you're a waiter right now or waitress mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, your dream is to eventually be in those movies because then you don't have to do anything else.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You're wealthy and rich for the rest of your life based off one universe. I mean, they took out Robert Downey Jr. He's not in anything else.
They took him out?
He doesn't
well, I'm
need
just
to
saying.
Be in
he doesn't
else.
Need to be. He's not even acting. He's just doing that one thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. Guy was Oscar nominated. Now he just plays one role.
Pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a dream.
I'd be in one of their movies.
What would you play?
Yeah.
Don't care.
You'd be any of them.
I'd be anything.
You'd be Howard the Duck.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, sure.
If you could go back in time
uh-huh.
and be an actor,
yes.
what is your dream role?
If you could go back in time, Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you get to pick a role that's been out there.
Yeah.
How could it be anything else?
Well, it would be Han Solo because Luke sucks. I mean, no offense. Mark Hamill's a hero.
My bad. I thought you uh-huh. asked me.
Oh, you're right. I would be Han Solo is okay. what I was saying.
Yes.
I would be Lieutenant Dan.
Well, that was a choice. Okay.
All right.
I'd be Forrest Gump's best friend.
Sure.
Okay.
And
understandable.
I have no legs.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Wheel around.
That's the role.
Yeah, that's okay. the one I'd pick out of everything right. that's ever happened in movies.
I mean, Allie and I have multiple movies to
right.
be in.
Not right.
But you can pick what I okay.
Uh-huh. Not just right. the one.
It's a strange okay. choice, but.
Yeah, it's a legacy.
It's your choice.
Oh.
Lieutenant Dan.
Legacy, I get it.
Thank you.
Oh, for the love, let's end this. Some birthdays for you. Reba McEntire. Reba McEntire, Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Jonathan Van Ness, and... Lady Gaga, you guys.
Lady Gaga!
Happy birthday.
Can we play the remix of
oh,
Lady
please,
Gaga?
Please.
I mean, I feel like we need to.
Lady Gaga!
I mean, It is painful.
It is.
And yet wonderful.
It's lovely. And if you didn't listen to the podcast, we also do something about seagulls today.
That's correct.
Which is very similar.
That's odd as well.
A lot of sounds.
Thank you, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. It's happening thanks to a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Mama Muggs talking about the Dodgers.
Season, yeah.
Talking about the Dodgers season. And
I mean,
she's,
one game in, she'll know, right?
She says she's the biggest fan, mm-hmm. and yet I feel like she's the worst fan.
Yeah, I love
she turns
it.
Off every game that they get behind in.
Yeah.
She's a hater.
Yeah. I don't understand her. We will have a soundbite champion from our bracket.
Nice.
You can still vote on that between now and 6 a.m. tomorrow. Go to krock.com. We have Joseph Gordon-Levitt in studio.
That's a star.
How about that?
Yeah.
And Allie's secret break. And
oh.
here's what mm-hmm. I know. When someone has a secret break, mm-hmm. it's because they don't want to tip their hand on what they're going to do.
Right.
95% of the time, it's about me.
No.
It's something
98.
Bad. 98% of the time, it's about me. So I don't like to see those words.
Don't be so vain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about him.
Get okay. over yourself.
See you later, Kevin.
All right. That's tomorrow morning, and join us then.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.